Witnesses of George Floyd's death describe feelings of guilt, remorse, and helplessness. Many throughout the trial have broken down in tears over witnessing the former white Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeling on the black man's neck for more than 9 minutes as he pled for his life. The 19-year-old convenience store clerk who sold cigarettes to Floyd on the day of his death and was handed a counterfeit $20 bill in return expressed regret for accepting the counterfeit money and says he later watched Chauvin kneel on Floyd's neck outside the store with disbelief and guilt. Christopher Martin testified the escalating chaos that ensued after police arrived, saying he went outside as people gathered on the curb and yelled at officers. He called his mother, with whom he lives in an apartment above the store, and told her to stay inside. Then he took out his phone and began recording.
I saw people yelling and screaming. I saw Derek with his knee on George's neck on the ground.
Well, what did you see the officer on Mr. Floyd? What was the relation of their two bodies? What was happening there?
George was motionless, limp, and Chauvin seemed very, he was in a resting state, meaning like he just rested his knee on his neck.
And what did you do when you saw that?
I pulled my phone out first and I called my mom and told her not to come downstairs. And then I started recording. I think I was just kind of emotional. And I went to the African-American that was standing there in the curb and I was just like they're not gonna help him. This is what we have to deal with, so.
In an effort to discredit the emotional testimony of witnesses, Chauvin's attorneys have tried to paint them as an unruly crowd of angry people in a high-crime area. But Martin also testified about the unruliness of the other officers. He said he saw Officer Tu Thao push one of his co-workers and that he held back another man who was trying to defend himself after Officer Thao pushed him. Martin's testimony joins a growing list of witnesses who expressed a sense of helplessness and lingering guilt over Floyd's death. They include a firefighter, a high school student, a mixed martial arts fighter, and 61-year-old Charles McMillan, who knows then-Officer Chauvin from the neighborhood. He broke down in tears after watching video of Floyd's death.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Okay, please, man.
Please stop it right here, please.
Mama, look.
Mr. McMillan, do you need a minute? I know that this is difficult. Can you just explain sort of what you're feeling in this moment?
I feel helpless.
In previously unseen police footage, McMillan can be heard speaking to Chauvin after paramedics took Floyd's lifeless body away. McMillan tells Chauvin he did not respect what Chauvin did to Floyd, and Chauvin then justifies kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as he lay face down in handcuffs.
That's one person's opinion.
We gotta control this guy
because he's a sizable guy.
Yeah, and I gotta get in the car.
Looks like he's probably on something.
Chauvin's defense attorneys argue the same, that Chauvin did what he was trained to do, and that Floyd's death was not caused by the officer's knee in Floyd's neck, as prosecutors argue, but by Floyd's illegal drug use, heart disease, high blood pressure, and the adrenaline flowing through his body. Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter. The most serious charge against the now-fired white officer carries up to 40 years in prison. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.